This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Union Minister for Dona, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, participates in second meeting of high-level task force on logistics, infrastructure and connectivity convened by Tripura Chief Minister. Regional AI conference concludes with landmark announcements reaffirming Meghalaya's emergence as leading hub for digital innovation in Northeast. NCB Guwahati dismantles international drug network across Myanmar, Manipur and Assam. International Day of Persons with Disabilities observed across northeastern states. And now the news in detail. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, participated in the second meeting of the High-Level Task Force on Logistics, Infrastructure and Connectivity in New Delhi. The meeting was convened by Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha. The deliberations focused on accelerating multimodal connectivity across the region, spanning roads, railways, waterways, energy and digital networks, along with unlocking the Northeast's strategic gateway to Southeast Asia. The union ministers identified three specific initiatives that the task force needs to undertake, which include the development of a regional master plan, formulation of a state-wise matrix of infrastructure development projects, and formulation of a state-wise matrix of infrastructure projects suitable for public-private partnership. Meanwhile, Saha highlighted key connectivity challenges faced by the region, including road, air and waterways connectivity gaps, shortcomings in digital connectivity and border trade infrastructure. Regional Artificial Intelligence Impact Conference 2025, one of the events leading up to the India AI Impact Summit 2026, was held in Shillong yesterday. The conference concluded with landmark announcements reaffirming Meghalaya's emergence as a leading hub for digital innovation in the Northeast. AI initiatives, MOUs for data and AI lab and programs to boost digital entrepreneurship and emerging tech skills were launched on the occasion. During the inaugural session, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav addressed the conference virtually and highlighted the government's mission to democratize technology. He said the government is organizing the regional AI impact conferences across the country, with the Shillong edition focused on the three pillars of people, planet and progress. Chief Minister Conrad Sangma highlighted Meghalaya's progress in digital governance, AI adoption and the technology ecosystem. He outlined the state's journey from the revival of the IT park in 2018 to the development of the second phase and several upcoming IT infrastructure projects. Sangma also highlighted how data and technology helped Meghalaya cut its maternal mortality rate by half and reduce project costs through scientific assessments. He also noted that global firms are now sourcing high-end IT solutions from Meghalaya. The Narcotics Control Bureau, Guwahati Zonal Unit, has dismantled an international drug trafficking network operating across Myanmar, Manipur, Assam. Acting on specific intelligence, NCB officers tracked an illicit drug consignment being ferried through dense forest routes in Manipur and transported via small motorboats along the Barak River to evade conventional security checks. The motorboat was intercepted on the Barak River near Silchar and apprehended two individuals. A thorough search led to the recovery of over 6 kilograms of high-grade heroin concealed inside 530 soap cases skillfully hidden beneath bamboo layers. The seized narcotics valued approximately 12.5 crore rupees in the illicit market. This successful operation was conducted jointly with the CRPF and with vital support from the Silchar police. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, is on a three-day visit to Nagaland from today. During his stay, he will attend the traditional stone-pelling ceremony in Tophima village on Friday, held as part of the ongoing Hornbill Festival, besides inauguration and lay foundation stones of several ministry projects. As part of the tour, the minister is scheduled to join the Hornbill festivities at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama and also visit the heirloom Naga Center in Dimapur. In Arunachal Pradesh, an international conference on cultural and historical significance of the 6th Dalai Lama, Gyalwa Sangyang Gyatso, began yesterday to critically examine his profound and multifaceted legacy in Tawang district. Organized jointly by State Department of Karmic and Adhyatmic Affairs, Thupten Shared Drubling Foundation and Center for Cultural Research and Documentation, the four-day conference will conclude on Saturday. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Mian attended the 20th International Tipitaka chanting ceremony at Bodh Gaya in Gaya district in Bihar. On the occasion, he highlighted Arunachal Pradesh as Himalayan cusp of Dhamma, where both Mahayana and Theravada Buddhism continue to flourish. He said Arunachal Pradesh remains deeply committed to preserving and promoting the teachings of the Buddha with devotion and vibrancy. He appreciated the state's delegation, especially Thai Khamti community, for presenting Mahasanghadana to monastic delegates from across the world. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, venerable sanghas, monks, nuns and delegates from more than 22 countries were also present. In Manipur, the International Day of Persons with Disabilities was observed across the state yesterday. The state-level observation was held at the City Convention Centre in Imphal. This year's global theme, Fostering Disability-Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress, was highlighted throughout the programme, emphasising that people with disabilities must be included in every part of life and should have equal opportunities to learn, work, participate and grow. During the program, sportspersons with disabilities who achieved in different national level competitions were felicitated. Aids and assistive devices were distributed to the persons with disabilities. The program witnessed cultural performances by students with disabilities and participated by government officials, NGOs, representatives, educators, students and family. Tripura observed the International Day of Persons with Disabilities with programs in Khwai and Kailasahar focusing on inclusion and support. In Khwai, the district administration, with the support of the Union Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, distributed assistive devices worth 90 lakh rupees to around 1,000 persons with disabilities and senior citizens. Parasports events were also held under the Khelo Tripura Para Games 2025 project. In Kailashar, the Unakuti Zilla Parishad organized a similar program at the District Disability Rehabilitation Center. Para-athletes were felicitated and mobility aids, assistive devices and hearing aids were distributed. The statewide observance highlighted the theme of building an inclusive society. The International Day of Persons with Disabilities was celebrated across Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. In Nahalagun, the day was celebrated on theme, My Ability is Stronger Than My Disability. Winners from the second Northeast Paragames 2025 held in Guwahati were felicitated and winners of the drawing, painting and musical chairs were given prizes and certificates. Similarly, an NGO, H Spring Foundation, also celebrated the day at Dikking in Pasighat in East Siang district. Teachers and students of SFS School, Siang Royal Academy and Daying Earing Memorial Government Higher Secondary School participated on the occasion. The Composite Centre for Skill Development, Rehabilitation and Empowerment for Persons with Disabilities in Sikkim organised an assessment cum distribution of need-based assistive devices at Namchebong Gram Panchayat Unit in Pakyong District. The day was also celebrated as International Day of Divyangjan. A total of 61 beneficiaries benefited from the distribution camp. Director of CIRC Sikkim, Pushpanjali Gupta, thanked Dr. Lalit Narayan, Director of NILD, for providing the platform to organize such camps in the state for the benefit of the Vyangjan and senior citizens. The day was also celebrated at MG Marg in Gangtok with Minister Samdup Lepcha gracing the celebration as chief guest. Similarly, the International Day of Persons with Disabilities was celebrated in Soreng, Mangan and Pakyong districts under the theme Fostering Disability-Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress. And before we end the headlines once again, Union Minister for Donor Jyotiraditya Sindhya participates in second meeting of High-Level Task Force on Logistics, Infrastructure and Connectivity convened by Tripura Chief Minister. Regional AI conference concludes with landmark announcements reaffirming Meghalaya's emergence as leading hub for digital innovation in Northeast. NCB Guwahati dismantles international drug network across Myanmar, Manipur and Assam. International Day of Persons with Disabilities observed across Northeastern states. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.